Are you an opera lover? Have you never been? This could be the production for you. Everybody's waiting for the new experience as Hawaii Opera Theater unveils its first production in Kaka'ako. The warehouse space that houses Night Market and all kinds of other art shows and events will be transformed to tell a particularly contemporary tale.
Have you ever had a friend?
I've never had a girlfriend.
He never had a girlfriend. That simple fact lays the groundwork for Siren's Song, a tale of deception. Davy, a lovelorn sailor, is entranced by Diana in this contemporary opera. This is as close to an aria as you're going to get. Setting the gutsy vitality of the performers. A grittiness lends cohesion to the whole experience. I don't know if this would have been as powerful in the concert hall.
I don't think so. I think this is a perfect place for this kind of piece.
Henry Akina, Hawaii Opera Theater's artistic director.
Well, I was kind of shocked at how people are really oriented to the concert hall. It's kind of annoying because this is a wonderful piece and this is a wonderful place to come and see an opera.
I mean, the mashup. Classical, contemporary, rough, defined. The whole thing's kind of agitating. I guess it was kind of brave of HOT to do this.
The jury is still out as to whether it's a good thing or not, but I think it is a good thing for the company to be outside of the hall.
This is a beautiful production.
That's Jonathan Duff, composer of Siren Song. His inventive orchestration propels the action in this 70-minute opera.
I think when I was writing it, I didn't make it easy for directors and designers because I left no time at all for scene changes. Here, wonderful projections conjuring up the scenes effortlessly. It means also that there's a wonderful pace to the storytelling.
The 20-by-65-foot rear wall blossoms, then dissolves with images, as projections create both context and connections. Here's projection designer Adam Larson.
This piece deals so much with connection, desire to be connected, and also this, I don't know, this atmosphere.
Right, you don't just project the set.
I like layering things that have texture and tone and color together, and then always abstracting things. Because anybody can look at a picture of a ship, you know what I mean? Like, but to inhabit that world, especially with an opera, which heightens real life, you know, and it touches on these moments which are really profound.
Larson combines open sea imagery with handwriting in passages. Close-ups of rivets and portholes evoke life aboard ship. Erotica accompanies a cruel and pathetic dream.
It may be challenging for more literal audiences, though. It's hard when you have an artistic organization. Your audience, the work that you give them is part of their education.
Larson says he's relatively new to classical music. This music, a little thorny?
I really love the music. I love the sense of humor. I've never, ever heard an opera where they sing about cheeseburgers and microwaves. It's very funny.
On the surface, it appears to be a story about a con man, but by the end of it, you realize that something has been created in somebody's mind. It's about the enduring power of the imagination and how we create the people that we fall in love with.
As you wander back out to the Honolulu evening, there's no huge separation. The real emotion conveyed by this production will follow you into the night. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.